today, and we go live to Israel. Rolene Marks joins us, our Israel correspondent. A lot of tension on the Temple Mount, lots of violence, attacks on Jews. It's really very hard to watch from a distance. I can't imagine what it's like to be there. Rolene, welcome back to the Shilling Show, and thank you for joining us today.
I'm always, always delighted to speak to you and to your audience. I just want to take a moment to wish you all a very, very happy Easter. And thank you for the opportunity to come on to talk about the situation that is happening on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the surrounding communities in the north and in the south who have faced a barrage of rockets over the last couple of days.
People in America perhaps are not as familiar with the Temple Mount as they should be and understanding kind of the shared access to that area. Would you give us just a brief background?
Well, that is a great question. It's very important because looking at the global media, they're not reporting the entire story. The Temple Mount, which is historically and biblically the holiest in Judaism, is the site of where the two temples once stood. What remains today for Jews is the site of the Western Wall or Kotel, and then above that on the plaza, two mosques have been built. The one is the Dome of the Rock, which many of you are familiar with, the big gold dome, that very iconic image. And then over to, if you're facing the way, well, over to your right is a much smaller gray domed building. That is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, considered the third holiest site in Islam. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I'd say probably about 2 weeks, with it being Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan for Muslims, we know that this traditionally has become a time where the extremists in Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, incite violence against Jews, against Israelis. We spoke just a short while ago now about the wave of terrorism that claimed four lives, including an Arab policeman, a Druze officer, and two Ukrainians. And what has followed from that is an incredible amount of incitement by Hamas, saying that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is under threat and needs to be liberated. And it's so important that we have the context of the story, because the situation is as follows. About 10 days ago, Friday morning, groups of Palestinian youth went into the mosque, which is a very holy site, at about 4 a.m. armed with rocks that they had pulled up from the surrounding plaza. They set off fireworks inside the mosque and also managed to pull off some of the rebar and were even playing football or soccer inside the mosque, which of course is a massive desecration, and wearing shoes, which if you understand the holy laws of Islam, you aren't allowed to wear shoes in a mosque. Now, they used that opportunity to throw firecrackers at Israeli security forces who were outside trying to maintain, we call here, the status quo. And the situation got untenable that police had to go inside and arrest some of the protesters. And this has been ongoing and carried on over till this weekend. And coupled with that, as you mentioned at the introduction, we have seen rockets fired this morning in the early hours from southern Lebanon into the north of Israel. And for several days, rockets fired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad factions inside the Gaza Strip towards Israeli civilians. One actually fell short and injured a Palestinian man.
Rolene, I've noticed a lot of what I would term disinformation in the national news media. For example, I was looking at some videos that were posted online by Amir Sarfati of so-called children picking up rocks as if they were cleaning the area. And what he said at the end was they're picking up the rocks because they're essentially recycling them to be thrown again. This is probably just the tip of the iceberg in the way that things are presented and the way they really are.
Well, you put that on the head. I mean, the United Nations Security Council a call for a meeting to discuss the situation in Jerusalem on Friday. And our mission to the UN, great mission to the UN, put forward a whole lot of video evidence, including footage like that, including footage of youth playing soccer in their shoes inside the mosque, desecrating our holy site. Firecrackers. In fact, on Friday, they even managed to set off small fires inside the mosque. And we've been asking, certainly no friend to Israel, on CNN last week, getting into a bit of an argument with our prime minister, because she said the Israeli forces are storming the mosque. And our prime minister had to say to her, why are you only presenting her a liar? But one of the challenges that Israel is facing, and that our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, our prime minister, are bringing up again and again, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to talk about it, is the issue of fake news. This whole situation has been framed around the insightful arguments that Hamas are using, that the Al-Aqsa is being violated, that foreign forces are coming in, and that Al-Aqsa needs to be liberated. And nothing could be further from the truth. We are working as hard as we possibly can to ensure the status quo. We've had the extraordinary event. It doesn't happen very often where we have Easter, Ramadan, and Passover all happening at the same time. So it's really an imperative that we ensure the state. Yesterday, our foreign minister addressed the Foreign Press Association and journalists from the Foreign Press Association here in Israel, and he said, one of the challenges, and we call on moderate Muslims and Muslim states to condemn and to stand up against fake news, which I must say, looking at some of the posts on social media, there has been quite a lot of outrage expressed by Muslims when they see the desecration of their holy site.
It's a very sad situation. It's very dangerous. We continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Rolene Marks, how can we get more information on the things that are going there? Because I know you cover it very closely. Where can we visit you online?
Search me on my YouTube channel at The Israel, also on Twitter at Walmart. My website is layoftheland.online. We've got a whole lot of original content there. And you can catch me on my Facebook page, Rolene Marks. But I want to say such a huge thank you to all of you who listen, especially to you, Rob, and your team, for always giving us the opportunity to present Israel's side of the story, to present our narrative. And let me tell you something, when things are tense here, when there are situations like this, every single one of your prayers are raining down blessings on this country and people.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much for the update, for joining us today. And please keep us posted. And whenever there's breaking news, we want to have you back to let us know all about it. Thank you so much.
It would be my pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you. My goodness. All right. That's going to wrap up today's edition of The Shilling Show. You know, things are just relative. We have a lot of bad things going on around us in this country, but we're not living in this little sliver of a nation that has been blessed so immensely by God that is under constant attack. And constant threats, losing people in these attacks that are just vicious, the rockets. And they do what they can to defend themselves, and we need to be supporting them in every way that we can. And it's why I like to have these conversations, so that you know what's going on, because there's a lot more behind what you see in the mainstream media coverage.